right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. August 3rd, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you're at. It's hotter than a witch's tit in a brass bra. That's not offensive, but that's what it is. It's hot out, and it's muggy, and it's sweaty, and it's nasty. And I love it. It's great. Just got back from a nice run. Worked this morning. It is Saturday. Worked this morning. And came home. Not a lot going on. I said, I think I'm going to go outside and suffer. So I put on my running shorts and a t-shirt and a tight t-shirt, right? I'm feeling like, for me, man, when my weight gets weird, I get frumpy, right? I start putting on bigger clothes and sometimes, man, I just want to put on a tight t-shirt, put it all out there, go out and suffer in the freaking heat. I love the sweat flying off the elbows. It's just awesome. And, yeah, it's great. Great way, I won't say to start my day, but definitely grateful that I could put that into the day. And, you know, always when I go for a run, especially like that, a lot of thoughts, a lot of reflection. You know, it's been 5,703 days since I got sober. 5,703 days. And, you know, back in the day, right, we used to get to celebrate once a year, but now they have all these great apps that really like to root you on, always serving that self-centered side of us, little pats on the back. And I downloaded one because I think it's called I Am Sober because I wanted to know how many days I actually had because, I was just wondering. And so, but that's how many I have, 5,307 days. The problem is it's been 5,307 days since the last time I felt like my life was coming to an end and I had no choice. And I'd lost everything, and I was going to be a bum, and I was going to be homeless, and I was never going to have a life because I couldn't quit drinking. And 5,703 days ago, I made a choice. Got to Give, new Pearl Jam, Dark Matter. I think I might have used this song already in this podcast, but personally, I don't care. It's a fucking awesome song. This is a great album. This is an amazing band. Still killing it. I ran to this album today, and I'm just in shock because I love... There isn't a bad song on this album, and I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. I love them so much. I put up with their albums where they have... You know, five great songs and then a couple okay songs and then, you know, a song about bugs, right? And this, you know, I used to get so pissed when they came out with Vitalogy and that song Bugs. I'm like, why? Why waste a song? You know, We deserve one extra song. So this is the first album that I personally feel like I have loved every song from front to back. So just really a great album. I won't say it's their best album ever. I mean, I will say that. I think it's their best album ever. But I do think there's been other albums that have been just as good for the person that I was at the time, right? I mean, 10 was just an amazing album, but I was like a kid, right? And the situations were clearly different. You only got one record, right? It was not like today, this gluttony of music that we just get to feed off of. So the times have changed. But for me today, in the current situation that we have in music, I find this album to be one of the greatest albums that they have put out. So congratulations to that band. Love you. Love that band. It's my life. You know, I've had an interesting day or two. I ran with my buddy, my best friend, right? One of my best friends. I talked about this a little bit the other day. You know, this guy is like, he's like a brother from another mother, right? He was sort of a spiritual awakening for me when I came into this program because I had become so low, right? That any little achievement, like making a friend, right? Like, oh my God, I think I make a friend, right? I made a lot of shitty friends, but to make a good friend that was a good person that did good things was not on my radar. And so when I became friends with this guy, I felt like I had hope. I'm like, I remember telling my parents, I go, I've made friends with this guy, right? This is what he's done. And oh my God, can you imagine that he wants to be my friend, right? But, you know, I was so broken and lost and such a victim, right? And the way I looked at myself was so low, right, that, you know, I was amazed. And it was important to me, right? It was probably one of the more – it was him and it was several guys I became friends with, especially they were all small business owners. And, you know, I just felt like I was sort of hanging out with the accomplished people, right, the people that had – instead, when I went right, they all went left. And somehow we've come back around. And it's almost like now I've become friends with this. Maybe we can just ignore all of that that I did behind me, right? We'll just forget about it. Nobody saw that, right? We'll just, I took the long, bumpy, rough path. They took whatever path they did. But here we are together. And let's just ignore the history. And so for me, it made, you know, getting sober in this new life and lifestyle that I was becoming part of a little easier, right? It gave me hope. And we've been friends forever, man. We have, you know, whether it's getting sober, trying to get in shape, you know, good times, breakups, bad times, you know, marriages, we've always stuck together. And him and I got in a big old fight yesterday. And I know why and I don't know why, right? One of the things I think, the toughest, you know, 5,703 days ago, I was at my bottom, right? I was at the worst of the worst. And honestly, you know, and I was thinking about this, you know, I actually got sober March 31st, 1997. That 5,307 days ago was actually December 22nd, 2008. So you can actually add another 11 years ago to that is when I initially came into this program, when I initially had hit bottom, right? And when I came in the first time, right, I've shared this, you know, I'd been beaten, I was embarrassed, I was ashamed, the devil left me, and I became available and willing, right? And in those 4 or 5 years that I was somewhat soberish, you know, I proceeded to get an education, I proceeded to get a wife, and I proceeded to have a child, and lost it all, right? I lost it all. Because December 22nd, 2008 would be my new sobriety date. But the difference between the two was interesting because the first one, it was, you know, I'd been beat up. I had to, you know, I came in with fear and shame. And the success for me in that path didn't really work out, right? I ended up drinking, right? 2008 is when I came in because I still had to, right? Had lost everything. You know, I still wanted to have a relationship with my child, right? I was embarrassed, you know, that I had done what everybody, no one had expected, but the word on the street for most people that come to the program is the actual chances of us getting sober and staying sober are very slim. And I had always thought, I'm going to be different. I got this, right? I'm never drinking again. And sure enough, I drank. And so when I came in the second time, it was a little different, but the point of it all was is that I haven't felt that shitty since, right? 5,703 days ago, I felt terrible because my wife had left, taken our child. I was about to lose my job. I was drinking every day. I was taking pills. It was awful, right? It was awful. And the next day I felt better, and I have felt better ever since. But the problem for that is that every day, like the next day, right? 5,702 days ago, right? I still felt like shit, but felt a little bit better, right? And over time, and time takes time, but over time, the pain goes away, right? Those awful memories, those shameful moments fade, right? I've seen this over and over and over, right? There was a guy, there was a guy that worked in a local town near us, grabbed a lady's breast, right, at a Christmas party, drunk, and was arrested, and his face was in the paper. And then the next day he was at a meeting, right? And he was ready to get sober because at that moment, the shame and guilt and pain was so immense. You know, the devil leaves, right? When it happened to me, the devil left. I was free to think and do as I wished, right? The day before, I couldn't get to a meeting. I couldn't quit drinking. But the embarrassment and shame that appeared that the following day, the devil left, and I was able to make a phone call, right? I had been exorcised of that demon. And usually that's what does it, shame and guilt, right? Embarrassment and humility and humiliation and all that shit that comes along with that is usually enough to kick the devil out for a minute, 24 hours, maybe 48 hours, you know, at the most. And then he comes back. But if we are willing to take a chance and give somebody an opportunity to help us, whether it's a rehab or a friend or a meeting or whatever it is, to dive into something different, we do have that small window, but the devil comes back, right? And so 5,307 days ago, I was at my lowest, and every day since then, I have forgotten a little bit more to what brought me in, right? You know, you asked me a week into recovery, I love it. I love these meetings. And you know that, and I've shared, man, that was that first glimpse of a spiritual awakening. All of a sudden, I wasn't afraid. We've all had it. If you've had recovery and you've had that moment and all of a sudden you found yourself in a meeting the next day, there does feel like hope. And I think that is the beginning of the relationship, but it fades, right? It fades. So every day, you know, I used to say, you know, the day I came into this program, March 31st, 1997, I had, you know, 15 stitches, a black eye, you know, a busted lip. I had, you know, the bartender threw me out. It was awful. You know, ask me, you know, a year later, and I'd be like, yeah, it was a butterfly stitch. Me and the bartender are friends. It wasn't that big of a deal. I can't even remember if I even bled, right? The memories fade. And every time a memory fades, a new self-centered thought comes creeping in, right? And so it's always this balance. And 5,307 days, you know, I know I have no memory of the last time I drank. I know where it was. I know the situation. I don't remember how ashamed I was. I don't remember how much pain I was. I don't even remember what I said, right? I don't even remember. And in fact, if I was looking to drink, I could easily build a case that it wasn't that bad, right? It wasn't that bad. And so what happens over time is I forget and we start to drift away. We drift away. And, you know, this is like, you know, like keeping my buddy anonymous, right? He's got multiple sets of tens, right? He's been sober a long time. And, you know, it happens all the time. We get better, right? We get better. And, you know, that's his business, whatever. I don't really care. But what it exposes to me is that when I came into the program, I was so beaten down and I was so, you know, my opinion of myself was so low, right? That whenever somebody told me something that was corrective or, you know, that didn't go with what I had said, I would agree with them, right? Because they are clearly smarter than me and I must agree with them. And, you know, that's a character defect, right? You know, that's how I made friends in my life. I would always agree. I would go along with the show just so that I could be part of, right? And I think it's important. You know, it was fine. It helped. But today, you know, in my life, you know, I don't have to agree with everything. Just because this person is smarter than me, just because this person thinks he knows everything, right? And he does. He does. I don't have to go along with it. And for some reason, the shit hit the fan yesterday, and I had enough. I had enough. And we got in an argument. And I, you know, I was like, you know, go fuck yourself. I didn't say that, but that's what I said. I'm sick of being friends with people because I was a piece of shit, you know, March 31st, 1997, right? I'm sick of being friends with people because, you know, I couldn't graduate high school like the regular people. I'm sick of being friends with people because, you know, I couldn't go to college. I'm sick of being friends with people because, you know, I couldn't get a great job. Because those are all the reasons why I would find friendship important, because it somehow made me feel better about myself. And today, you know, I've found that I don't have to feel bad about myself, right? I am who I am. We are who we are. We do what we do. And I feel like today I show up and I feel like I'm a good friend. And I feel like it's a privilege, right? I feel like I'm an honest friend. And just like the friends that I have, I find it a privilege to be their friend. And I think it's a privilege to be my friend because I will show up, right? I want to be the best friend that I can. And I'm tired of being treated like a doormat because I didn't go to college, right? I'm smart. I know things, right? But forever, our friendship has always been, oh, yeah, you know, if I had any thought, it was always like, mm-hmm, right? And so it doesn't really matter. The point is that, you know, I've been beating myself up since we had this argument. And, you know, I want to call and make an amends, right? I want to continue to take that personal inventory. And when I was wrong, promptly admit it. And I don't feel like I was wrong. And I do feel like it's unfortunate, right? I would prefer to have not had the argument. But at the same time, I almost felt like it was necessary, right? I finally had to, I feel like, stick up for myself. And listen, I'm not a victim, right? I am not, I'm grateful. But at the same time, I'm not going to just sit by while, I don't even know, man. It was just, it's a shame. And part of me is like, you know, I don't think I'm going to be friends with this person anymore. And so, but these are the thoughts, right? These are the kind of things that start separating me from what it is I have, right? This is the thinking that separates me from recovery. The problem is that when we have a lot of time, right, over, you know, decades, right, people forget and we get better. And sometimes, you know, going to meetings, people like that don't find it necessary, right? Because they're good, right? They got 30-something years of sobriety. Why do I still have to go to meetings? And that's why we have to go to meetings, you know? And I personally believe we're not living unless we're suffering, right? I'm not living unless I'm inconvenienced. And for me, at this point in my life, meetings are an inconvenience. I'd rather be home, right? I'd rather hang out with my kids, right? I'd rather eat dinner with my folks. Whatever it is, I'd rather just do that than go to these fucking boring meetings. But that is the cross that I bear. That is it. And when I hear people with a bunch of time tell me, you know, listen, I don't really need to go that many because I've good. It pisses me off, right? And it's none of my business, and it shouldn't. That's something I need to work on. But it still does. It still pisses me off. And so that's what's sort of going on. I don't really know what to make of it. I shouldn't have even really talked about this, but you know what? These are the shit that happens in sobriety, right? You know, this guy's got a shitload of time, and in my mind, everything he said is always the truth. And if I have an opinion and he doesn't agree, then he's right and I'm wrong. You know, at some point he says, oh, no more discussing that with you then. Like he gets to decide that, right? And he's a big guy and he gets loud and he gets a little, you know, puffed up, like he's going to actually like beat somebody up or something. And I don't appreciate that. Right. And I yesterday I just was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you say or what you do. You can go to hell. And, what I feel like it was about 30 years of resentment built up, and that's not really fair. It's not fair to him, and it's not fair to me, because I don't want to get to myself into the place where I'm that annoyed, right? And so, like I was going to say, it's unfortunate that the argument happened. I don't regret it though, and honestly, if I need to, I'm here. But on this one, I'm not going to reach out and make an amends, because, quite honestly, I feel like that would be more go against my recovery than not, right? Like someone said, you know, we're not a glum lot, but I'm also not a floor mat, right? I'm not I don't need to be walked on, right? I don't have to be that guy that was such a piece of crap for so long to so many people, right? I've done work. I've gotten better, right? I show up. I think I'm of value as a friend. And yeah, I'm just not putting up with that shit anymore. And so that's what's going on. And I hope that doesn't sound too unserenity, right? Too much of it. But, you know, if it is, I'll have to pray about it. And I did pray about it because, honestly, I've been obsessing about it. And when I got home yesterday, I was going to... I was going to make a cartoon with my ChatGPT and said, beware, there's a new strain of know-it-all out there. And that freaking ChatGPT will make cool cartoons. And I was, this would have been out of character and I would have regretted it, right? But I was going to have it make a cartoon with one guy telling another guy, hey, be careful, there's a new strain of know-it-all out there. And every time I tried to make it, it wouldn't spell the word there right. And so it made about 7 of these cartoons with there spelled wrong. And it would, like, ChatGTP knew that, Tom, you don't want to put this out there. And I don't. I wouldn't have. I mean, I would have put that one out there. I actually thought it was funny because I am sick of know-it-alls. And we got a lot of them lately around here. Not here, but around us, including myself, right? I know it all. And but the ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence, would not let me make an asshole of myself. And so thank you for that. Thanks, ChatGTP. But it's been obsessing about it. And so, you know, in the past, if something like this had come up, and him and I have had this happen, right? He's, you know, listen, I love this guy, and we've been friends forever, but he's a great friend, and I'm sure we all have him. They're great. He's a great friend as long as all the conversation he agrees with. But when you bring up things that aren't smart and he hasn't figured it out, he doesn't agree with it and he doesn't believe it. And so but in the past we've had this happen, and in the past I've had to reach out, or we've made amends, right? We've gotten in a fight on the trail running, right? We were running Gordon's Pond and got in a big old fight, and I said, go fuck yourself, and I just took off running, and then I stopped and ran back, and I was like, all right, I'm sorry, that was, you know, we're better than this, right? We don't need to get to this point. But you know, at this point, I'm just like, whatever. So that's what's going on. I was trying to think, what step would this fall under, right? What's my issue? Because, you know, clearly I have been in a place where I have not felt great about the person that I am. And so due to that, I have allowed people to kind of walk all over me in certain situations. And like, I've always felt like, oh, this person's, you know, doing me a favor, right, by being my friend. And if I upset them, they won't be my friend. And then I won't have that and everything I have, or everything that they have to offer. You know, I've shared about my old sponsor, my buddy Matt. You know, it was great to have him as a sponsor, but it was also, he was like very popular, business owner, you know, well liked in the community. And there was part of me that appreciated that, right? Because all of a sudden I felt like I was part of the cool club. And he used to say shit to me that would piss me off, but I'd be like, you know, I don't want to lose his sponsorship, and I also don't want to lose his friendship. I think I didn't want to lose his friendship, one, right, and everything that came along with it, and two, I didn't want to lose him as a sponsor. And so I would just put up with some shit, and where most of the people would be like, you know, man, go fuck yourself. You know, I don't need that shit from you. I'd be like, no, it's cool. It's cool, man. But I'm getting better. And I guess so that would probably fall under, I guess, a character defect, right? I don't know. Anyway, I ran today and I feel awesome. And I appreciate you letting me share. Let's read the Daily Reflections. Maybe that'll shine a little light on this problem. Let's see. To be of service. You know, and the other problem is that I'm sort of taking my buddy's inventory. I think he should be at more meetings, right? I think that, you know, with as much time as he has, he should probably be at 3 meetings a week, right? Why not? Right? The meetings were there for him when he showed up. We need to be there for the meetings now that he has time. So I got a shitload of time. I go to 3 to 4 meetings a week. It isn't because I love it. I'd rather be at home. But it is, first of all, the first thing my brain tells me that we don't want to do is go to meetings. So I don't. I mean, I don't listen to it, and I go. But there's a lot of people that are new, man, and there's not a lot of old-timers. So, you know, we have to try to, you know, carry the torch. And it pisses me off when people with a lot of time feel like, oh, yeah, I'm good now. All right, I said it. All right. To be of service, August 3rd. Our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. Yeah, sure enough. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 77. It is clear that God's plan for me is expressed through love. God loved me enough to take me from alleys to jail and jails so that I could be made a useful participant in his world. My response is to love all of his children through service and by example. I ask God to help me imitate his love for me through my love for others. No, not calling, not texting him. I'm sorry. I should though, right? Maybe I should just text him right now while I'm doing this podcast. What should I say? Tell me what to say. Hey, buddy. Sorry about yesterday. Sorry that went there. Man, I feel like the window's sort of closed. Like I should have done it yesterday, right? Will this keep me sick? I don't know. Maybe I should just write, hey, buddy, love you. Maybe that would be good. No. Hey, yesterday was unfortunate, but I still love you. Anyway, we'll probably leave it at that. Anyway, I hope everyone is having a great day. You know, these are just... This is just, you know, sobriety, I guess. This is recovery. You know, I like doing this podcast, and for the most part, it's all bells and whistles and love. And but there are days when I really get stuck in the trenches, and this was one of them. So thanks for letting me share about it. I hope everyone's having a great day. And yeah, if you haven't heard this album, go check it out. Pearl Jam, Dark Matter, Got to Give. Later. Another point, rocket.